Now, the person who's probably covering the biggest story in the Western Cape today is Sharmila Fisher. She's at Bishop Laver's Magistrates Court. Remember, this is where the person, the 39-year-old, who was arrested in, I believe, Springs yesterday or the day before. Was it yesterday? It must have been yesterday. The person arrested in Springs will be appearing in the Bishop Laver's Magistrates Court. Sharmila Fisher keeping an eye on that. And this is in relation to the murder of Lieutenant Colonel Kinnear. And he was gunned down not too long ago in front of his home. Sharmila Fisher, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. Okay. Yes, we are at court at the moment. Nothing has happened yet. There's a lot of media. We were allowed into court probably a half an hour ago, but we've been told to wait outside. There's the police officers present as well, and the lawyers for the accused have arrived. And we've just spoken to him, and he's given us a brief description of what has happened this week. He says an arrest warrant was issued for his client earlier this week, and he was questioned extensively for several hours by the police, and then he was brought down to Cape Town, and he was charged yesterday. Now, he says he hasn't seen the charge sheet yet, but they on the constitutional paperwork that he had to sign, indicates that he's been charged with murder. Hasn't seen the charge sheet as of yet. They are intending on bringing a bail application, which the state will definitely be opposing. There is no doubt about it, even though they haven't indicated that at this stage. We don't know when court proceedings will start at this point. There was a lot of confusion this morning. Media bringing applications to be allowed to film and record in the courtroom during proceedings. Initially, it was said, yes, we got the go-ahead, but we're just not allowed to film these the accused while in the dock. Now there seems to be further confusion, so we don't really know yet what exactly is going to happen. We need to wait for the matter to actually get underway to hear what the magistrate, Paul Lowe, has to say about this.
Is there quite a heavy police presence? Because, I mean, let's just, and I don't want to make a lot of assumptions here, but Kinnear gunned down, looks like an assassination, can only, some people would say, be linked to gangs. And if this is someone who potentially could out someone involved in gangsterism, this person's life is in danger. And the case could crumble if this particular person is taken out. So is there quite heavy police presence there?
I'm in the courtyard at the moment. There were a few police officers inside the courtroom before we were asked to leave. From where I stand, I see one police Niala standing outside. But other than that, I haven't seen any other police officers because I can't see outside. But from where I'm standing, there's one police Niala right opposite the courthouse.
All right, Sharmila, we'll stay in touch with you, our hotshot reporter on the ground in Bishop Laver's at the Magistrates Court, Sharmila Fisher.